Hello everybody, and welcome to part 2 of our Swamp birthday celebration recording. And this time around, the idea is to talk about the game, because it's been 1 year, and so much happened. And so I'm getting people on to talk about their experiences, why they like it, and what is it that brings them back to Swamp all the time. And with me today, we will feature here, is Lauren. As usual. Yeah. Hi there, Lauren. And
hi.
We also have Zach, a very good friend of mine as well. Hi there, Zach.
Hello.
We unfortunately don't have Lori. I think her internet's off, so she can't join us for this particular one. I hope they get her in there to speak to us, but I'm not sure about that. Now then, we'll start with you, Lauren.
Hi.
How did you discover Swamp?
Well, I discovered it through you, actually, because first of all, you gave me your walkthrough and a link near the end of December. Well, it was 2 days before Christmas, and I listened to it. Eventually, I was so busy and stuff, but I did listen to it, and I found it really good. That one was very well done, as you know. I'm just thought I'd say that as well. And I thought, well, I'm not such a big fan of shooting, and I'm worried about the mouse, but since many people seem to be doing it, I thought I'd give it a go. Then I did, and I started playing it, and then I was really busy with schoolwork because I had really loads of exams, and then eventually I just got right into it, so it was, you know, partly you who made me get into it, so yeah.
Do you want to tell us about the very, very first time you played Swamp? Or should I say tried to play Swamp?
Ah, right, I thought you'd bring that one up, thanks so much. Anyway, basically, I tried to play Swamp, and actually, this was before you got me into it, I think, but I thought, it's a new game by Pro, and he's brilliant at making games anyway, so I thought, let's do this. And, as usual, I mean, I've forgotten this with things before, but I forgot to unzip it. So I went to the game, loaded the speaker test sound and everything, and then I was like, okay, that's working. I pressed the game and it said, I can't remember what it said, cannot connect to the server or something. I was like, what? So I couldn't figure out what's going on. Eventually I messaged him saying, I cannot play your game, I don't understand. It was like, you did remember to extract it, didn't you? I was like, what? Oh no.
Wasn't it just, you know, you just took the exe file out and you tried to play?
Yeah.
Oh, this is never gonna work. Okay, so you started playing. And what do you make of it when you got into it? I know it's not an easy game to get into.
It was hard to get into, to be honest, because I wasn't such a fan of shooting and such, but then I left it for a little while because I had very many exams, and then started getting into it bit by bit, and then my headphone jack broke. And then that was about the time when I was actually getting into it, so I was furious. And with a laptop, it's really hard without headphones anyway, so I thought, hell, well, you know, stuff this, without headphones I can still do it anyway, so I did. And that was the release when the missions came out, and I was doing missions for 2 months without headphones. It was a nightmare, but eventually, it was pretty hard to get into, yeah, but eventually it was just very addicting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then, now we're going to turn quickly to you, Zach, if you're still awake.
That's impossible, but yeah.
Well, how did you discover Swamp?
Well, you told me about it.
My influence is all over the place.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
We were still writing exams, and you were playing it instead of learning. But
Hold on. I was playing it in my breaks.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, it was a nice break time. I was just playing and chilling, then studying, and yeah. Variating my time.
5 minutes of a day, playing for 7 hours of a day. Yep, I know it.
I can't really judge. I mean, I'm doing the same thing now.
Shame.
But anyway, I'd played some of Apron's games before, so of course I wanted to try this one because most of them are good.
Most?
So, okay, well, all the ones I've played are good. I don't know about the ones I haven't played.
You know, there's one game I haven't played, and that's the tower defense thing. I can't get my head around that game for some reason.
That Towers of War thing?
Yeah.
That, like, and what's that other game of his? Something about gold.
Daytona.
Or that one. I've never tried that one either.
I like them all. Anyway, go on.
Oh, yeah. When I finished, I started playing it. I think it was like version 1.3 or 4.
That was because so many people joined Swamp after 1.8 or 1.9. Mm. Tell them, what was it like back then? Because they don't know, they have no idea.
I started out in single player, which wasn't at all like, you know, the offline practice now. You remember that single player of the shacks?
Oh, yeah, the shack, and you have to run around collecting the chair. Yeah. Yeah,
that. But it was a lot easier to die back then.
Mm-hmm.
Died like instantly, and there were none of the special weapons, and
the sounds weren't so good back then. But they were so
brilliant. Yeah, the sounds were very, very different.
Yeah, I think Kai made a sound pack at 1.8 where you could actually download it, which have the sounds in what we know today. It wasn't back then the same. The pistol really sounded funny, and when you hit something, it sounded like, I don't know, if you're listening to this, go in the readme and go listen to the other two walkthroughs on that thing, and you'll hear how it sounded like. It's pretty interesting. It's like when you hit the wall,
sounds like
you hit some wood somewhere.
It was different. It wasn't bad or as such. It was just sort of less realistic, but it was still good.
It was still fun, yeah.
And multiplayer, I mean, back then there was only one map, and...
Oh my god, I can't imagine it with one map now.
And there weren't any missions, Lauren. No easy ways to get rip.
No missions, though. It didn't work as well, because, I mean, you were spending more rip than you were gaining at that point.
Yeah.
You literally just had to go around picking up loot.
If you died, you had to buy stuff again. So if you say you had 2,000 rep, you spend all of that trying to buy the best weapons, your favorite weapon, and then some armor to get
going. And then you die again.
Yeah, because the only way to get rep was to kill zombies. So rep was all those millions of rep people have today. It didn't exist back then.
Totally unheard of back in the day.
Yeah,
that sounds very old now.
I did play a bit before Missions Route. I played in 1.8, I remember that very specifically, but not much. I had so much on, I had so much work and such, and I enjoyed it a little, but back then I wasn't so into it as I am now. It was literally 50% less into it than I am now. I really am loving it now, but yeah, it was alright back
then. There were a lot fewer people back then. I mean, there were times when there were only like 3 or 4 people on the game.
Now you get 100.
Now we get around 50, 40 average.
Yeah,
and that's from all over. But that was before the symbols too, because basically what happened was, it was 1.8, I was playing and these funny symbols came on. We all know the symbols, our friends from China, and we know them.
Mm-hmm.
And they came on, and I thought they were spam bots at first. All these funny signs. Somebody made it explain the way they were Chinese players.
And like, apparently the game got translated into Chinese or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a language file, actually. I remember once there was a voice patch for growling sounds. I think that was built into the game long ago, but before there was a patch in like version 2.1 or 2.2, and I accidentally downloaded the language file instead of that, and I was like, why is it saying French, German, and all that? I was like, what? I thought I just wanted the patch.
Oh well. And and there was also a time before there were any language channels, weren't there?
Yeah, there weren't any channels, period.
Yeah, there weren't any. Only the English, well, what we could call the chat. And then we had all these funny languages, people starting to come in later.
I have a question, because I wasn't in there right at the beginning. By the way, Brendan, when did you come in? What was the version you started in?
Well, I can't remember. I think it was 0.2 or 3, because I missed 0.1 because I was doing something at the time, probably trying to study for some sort of exam, but then I think 0.2 or 3 is where basically you ran around you have unlimited ammo for your weapon, you kill the zombies, and the controls were a bit different as well.
Yeah, I remember those controls.
Then he added in multiplayer game, and basically how it worked back then, they were characters. It was almost like Road to Rage in a way, because you can log in with your name, it doesn't get saved anywhere. And you go and collect kills. You run around, you spawned. This is really important. You used to spawn.
Ooh.
And what could happen to you, they were in the safe zone back then. So you could spawn in a swarm and you could die in seconds. And then later on he added the map, the actual map as we know today, without the east side. There weren't a creek or anything. And you could run around, kill zombies, and see how much kills you get before you get killed. And gradually started adding weapons like the Benelli, the assault rifle as it was known back then, and the, what else was added? The sniper rifle, the minigun, and the M60. Zuck, and I think the pistol as well. No, that was always there. The pistol was the very first, and the axe.
But the question I actually had for you, which I'm trying to remember, when was the chat implemented?
That came with multiplayer, because he took the concept from Castaways.
Castaways has a chat.
Yeah, and that was the first thing he really, when he said, oh yes, there's online play here, you can chat. I can remember, I don't know how many people were actually there. I know Kay Jones was there, that's who I can distinctly remember from those early days. Because he talks a lot, no offense, but that's all good. Nothing bad about that. Usually the stuff he talks is very interesting. But now, he played, I know he did, and some other guys as well. So yeah, you know, it was really cool and interesting. Us all trying to learn this new concept of gaming and playing and stuff.
But I remember I do have version 0.1 on my computer, and I sometimes play in the single player, and it's really weird, it's so different, and it's amazing how people loved it back then. And fair enough, I would still love it now if it was exactly the same, but now it's changed so much. And to think, I mean, it's not a bad thing, but to think that they loved it so much back then, and you know, it's changed so much now.
The idea just expanded. He had a brilliant idea going, and it expanded over the versions. Now, so the game moved on, and later on, he started adding the character. Then we had the 1.8 situation. That updates, that version stayed from, what was it, December until March?
That version stayed a long while.
Yeah, then 1.9 came, missions came, and that brought so many new players. That turned Swamp, and I know Apron said in the interview that's the thing he's proudest of, and I think, you know, you can't
sorry to interrupt. I'm just going to grab my charger, I'll be one moment. But yeah,
I can remember when 1.9 came out, all the symbols were still on 1.8. They were literally just symbols playing it. Everyone else was on 1.9, the testing clients.
They were a testing client back then. And it was crazy. He tested it from about January to March, and then he finally put the main server on, and then we all had to restart our characters.
I remember that, which wasn't a big problem for me, since I didn't get very far anyway, but...
I did, actually. I got to level 21.
Wow.
Playing like that. But then I felt like a complete newbie again.
Even though
I've played it since November.
When you implemented missions, it also changed the whole time.
Missions was a dramatic change, I think.
I can tell you guys. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go on.
Well, basically, in 1.9, there wasn't something like the big warehouse. So any newbies who listen to this, it was harder back in my day.
Because we had the
small warehouse.
Oh, was that the only one at first?
That existed, yeah, and you could collect... You could collect a few amounts of crates, so you could drop it at the truck. I can't remember if the truck seller problem came in then as well.
It wasn't there from the very, very beginning. I mean, it came on, you know, a bit later, and someone thought of the idea.
Some guy. I'm gonna truck sit. Who's
I wonder who it was. I'd kill.
I think it's just a general idea because, you know, like anything, like a mission, anything, it's got a good and a bad side to it. Yeah, I feel, I suppose track sitting is the obvious way of cheating. And that was before the kick command, so you could not kick.
Sorry,
you just
guys, my charger doesn't seem to be working. I'll be right back. I apologize.
Okay.
I can remember the first mission ever. I think Apron led it.
I can't remember that. Well, my first one was with Kai.
We all died, like, in a few seconds because we weren't used to how it worked yet. So, of course, we all went, like, assault rifle, MP5.
Yeah, I can't
remember. Over the place.
My favorite weapon was the MP5 on burst fire.
Yep, that and the assault rifle.
Mm. Of course, they were pretty cool back in 1.8, so...
I miss those huge loot piles we used to get.
Uh-huh.
They were like...
There we go, I'm back.
Okay, does it work now?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good.
Sorry about that.
So, Zark, you were saying you miss the loot piles. I can remember those. We used to, like, hunt around the borders of the map.
Yeah, and around the creek and everywhere. Because you could really build up just by collecting loot back then. I mean, you could collect 1,000 rounds just in a few minutes.
If you discover the right pile of loot, yeah. We still get them on map one.
So
if you play on map one and you go to the other side of the creek, apparently the newbies don't want to risk it there. So you can still go ahead and find many, many loot, especially on Indy Drive.
Doing it now, actually, I went to that factory for that dire attack and then I decided to stay there.
Way away, then that dire attack just changes the entire course of Swamp.
I love it.
Now, I have a question for both of you, and I suppose I'll also try to answer this. What is it about Swamp that makes you come back? We'll start with you, Lauren.
That is a really hard question. I think it's the amount. I think it's the thing that is so addicting. You can meet so many new people on there, and build really strong friendships. And that's a thing you can do. Sort of, you can do it in a few places, but I think Swamp's one of the best things. I think that's one of the best things about Swamp because there's always so many people online, and that makes me come back. And also the fact that you can kill, you know, it's not just killing zombies. If it was, fair enough, it would get boring eventually. So all the different elements in Swamp just make it a worthwhile game to play. In my opinion, anyway, yeah.
Okay, and you, Zark, what did you say brings you back all the time?
It's hard to say. I guess it's just fun to shoot the crap out of a bunch of zombies. That and to do missions. And, yeah, all the different elements, like she said, just makes it fun.
Yeah. Well, then, guys, I think it's time for us to talk to the others.
Some people in.
We are going to get a few hardcore swampers in. You'll see them soon. And they will also share their experiences with us and tell us since when they played. So we will be back for that shortly. Okay then, guys. So we have with us now Kyle. You might know him on Swampus Carlman. He plays a lot as well. Hi there, Kyle.
How are you doing, Brendan?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm doing awesome.
Okay.
Lazy Saturday doing nothing, so...
I can tell you about that.
Anyway, so what is it about Swamp that makes you, like, return every single day? What is it about, you know, because there's, you, like, it could be possible that you could just stop playing, but what is it that makes you come back every time?
I think it really is just, like, the one for the people. They're, a lot of the times, they're really funny. And it's just a awesome game. It has awesome sounds. Every little thing you could imagine has some amazing sounds with it. And it's like it almost kind of puts you into a different world, and you can, like, I don't know, get away from reality for a little bit and just play and have fun.
I can tell you there's nothing like after a hard day, just sit back and play Swamp.
After a long week on a weekend, just to relax.
Definitely. So, So how did you discover Swamp, and since when did you start playing?
I think I had heard about it on the Audio Games Net forum. And then I didn't really check it out, because I was busy with school, and I actually listened to your first recording, Brendan, and I was like, I have to check this out, and like the day that school let out at the end of May, I like downloaded it and started playing it. So
yeah, because you kind of came in this sort of new person on the forum, didn't you? I think
yeah,
there was a time, and then you came on, and we started realizing this is a new guy. So yeah.
Yeah.
And that was, what version of Swamp was that? Can you remember?
It was 2.7 I came in on.
Okay. And yeah. How did you find it first? Because this is unlike any other audio game. Did you adjust quickly, or how did you take it?
I knew that audio games, I'd known for like 2 years or so by then that audio games had been out there. And then I kind of like discovered audiogames.net just by like Google searching.
That's how I discovered
same.
It as well.
Yeah.
And so, but I was on it for a while and I didn't really make an account for a while because I kind of found it at first really hard to navigate. And so, like I said, I just kind of found it, and I kind of found it at first a little bit hard to navigate. So I was like, I don't know, it was just kind of confusing at first. I checked the posts on the front page a whole lot, and I was like, I just have to get into this. So I made an account, and like shortly after that, I kind of found the Swamp game and downloaded it and stuff like that, so...
I understand where you're coming from with the navigation. I mean, at first you think it's extremely difficult, but after a while, like now, I just think this is the easiest it could possibly get. And what do you think about the mouse? Do you think that that sort of made you hesitate at all? You know, the mouse thing.
So much. I mean, like I played Tank Commander and Shades of Doom a whole lot before this, and that's all keyboard stuff. And so when I first started playing Swamp, I get hit and I automatically go to the space bar and I died a lot really quickly at the very beginning.
It's interesting,
And then when I go back to play those other games, I'm like, well, darn, I need to remember what these other commands are. It's not Swamp.
So, I went into a game once and started using the mouse. I was like, why isn't this working for me?
So you've been playing Swamp. I know you're even a higher level than I am right now. Well, you were for a long time.
Yeah, 204.
Wow. How do you do that?
I don't know.
I'm only level 63.
You play so many missions.
I think I probably play way too much.
it's good. You know, they
the
say
Swamp
too much,
addict.
They say too much.
Yeah.
They say too much of a good thing isn't good, but I think Swamp might be the exception for...
Oh, yeah, the one and only.
Hopefully. I say Swamp's Anonymous.
Swamp Anonymous. I wonder who hosts that. I don't think anybody would be willing to host that.
Nobody would want to quit.
Nobody would want to quit.
That's the problem.
Except if you've been banned. Well, then you won't want anything to do with you anyway. Is there, like, when you play Swamp, is there any kind of memory, something that happened or something that, you know, stands out for you that you'll remember for the rest of your life, or at least for a long time?
I can't remember a specific detail. I mean, there was a mission a couple weeks ago. I think it was like a 45 crit mission, and I should have had someone record it, or I figured out some way how to record it. But we started out with like 12 people, and like, well, some of them were using MGs and shotguns, which is their own fault. But like all of them died, and it was like me and these two other guys.
Ouch.
Rowan and someone else. I don't remember who. But it went down from like 12 to 3. It was just crazy. Because you're like, oh, there goes another one. There goes another one.
That sounded like my very first 45 crit. I think we were 20. And then
holy cow!
And then everybody started dying. I was at one point I was saying we're dropping like flies, and then I died as well.
Yeah.
You completed that mission.
I remember.
I certainly didn't.
I remember my first strip mall mission. It wasn't my first strip mall. It was the first one I led. And I was like, this is going to be a walk in the park. Two people died in unison. And then I just got this message of, I think it was Street Sam. Holy S-H-I-T, this is going to be bad. And then I died.
Yeah, I remember how when I first started doing strip malls, I was really... I thought they were harder than the 45 crate missions because I kept dying all the time.
My first strip mall was actually Kate Jones led it, but I don't know what happened to him because he didn't complete the mission. There was me and a few symbol guys left, and that was pretty epic because I think I accidentally walked into the shoe store. I was collecting crates between shoes, phones, and videos. It went pretty okay, I must say. And then I completed it, and I got a huge amount of rep for it.
Yeah, I do remember. I was very nervous about going to map 2 at first. I think I didn't go to map 2 until I was like level 14 or something.
The sewers is the bit that really scares me because you can be walking, and then like you know when you come to a opening, and literally 5 zombies can come at you, and you're just like. Oh, no.
Yeah,
you know, because you can't tell when they're gonna come.
Well, I went to map 2 on the testing client with 1.9, and that went pretty okay because, and then I already got used to it. So when we actually started, it was easy. I died though. Believe me, I died a lot on map 2.
But back then, there weren't any zombies in the sewer.
They brought the sewers were clear, but later on they came on, and it became pretty nasty.
It's just like in a strip mall because once, the first time I actually went into shoes, I got in there and then I went to the service alley. I was like, this is going to be calm. And then I got out, 100 zombies went shooting at me, literally, like in as fast as bullets, and I was dead in seconds.
I remember a dire attack on the 45 crate. I was walking on the unloading docks to get a crate.
I had one of those a couple days ago, yeah.
And I died within a second. Like they came
at
me.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't stop. It's like...
I love the diving sound. Fair enough, it's awful when it happens to you, but I find it so amusing, but I really feel sorry for people when they die, especially in Last Man Standing's when I want them to die. Eventually, when they actually do die, I'm like, oh no.
No, I don't feel sorry for them on Last Man Standing.
That's because you're mean.
I am very...
Anyway, yeah, so...
It's weird that all the other sounds have changed, like all the voices have been added, but the dying sound is still the same.
Well, it has to be. The dying sound is what it makes Swamp in one way, because I find it so amusing.
Yeah,
I can hear the munchy butts.
It was just so epic. Like, the first time I died, I heard that sound, and I was like, holy crap.
It scared the hell out of me. I think
it did for me too.
It just scared me as very,
I don't
very
know what
detailed.
Happened, but it was pretty sweet.
That sound just like struck me as very, very detailed for the time.
Extremely.
Like, well, in most games, you're just you're shouting, and then you're dead. But that one,
gosh, it suits the event perfectly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bunched up in that way, and the guy still screams while he's being eaten.
Yeah.
That's true.
And at the beginning, you hear that sound so often.
Oh.
Yeah.
Especially on map 1. When I go to map 1 these days, you hear about 3 of them going 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I should be laughing, but still. Mm.
The other day, I think someone was just going out of the safe zone and dying on purpose and then going right back. He died like 6 times right in a row, like right out in front of the safe zone.
This is map 2.
Yeah, it was map 2.
You know,
which made it even weirder.
Do you know what happened? There was a zombie. I died before, so I thought I could just play about. And I let the same zombie kill me like 6 times.
The thing that upsets me sometimes is that people are so near the safe zone. You get right outside the safe zone, and then they die in one hit. It's such shame.
Yeah, that on map 1. If you stand... I don't know, somewhere in the back of the safe zone. in those howling places, you hear people around you, they get shot and, I mean, hit and killed. You
can, like hear, them, shot.
You can hear them fight. And
yeah.
Are you very, I mean, I know this is a stupid question because you love Swamp, but are you very glad that you made the decision to play it one day?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was actually your first walkthrough, Brendan, that really got me playing. I was like,
oh, yeah,
I have to check this out, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the thing that stands out for me about Swamp. Okay, since I made my walkthrough, I started meeting all these people, wonderful people.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly.
Just say wonderful people, just make them feel better, you know.
Yeah, I have to.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't tell them my secrets. Anyway, so I started meeting these people from all over the world, and it's amazing. That's what Swamp did. More than any other audio game. And the whole vibe on the chat, I actually now wish I could speak some of the other languages, like Spanish. So just to go and listen to them and speak to them, because yeah, it's like different.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The vibe of the English channel mostly is so cool.
It depends
who's on, obviously. You know, you get your popular players, and then you get your less popular players, and you get
and
your
then you get your
players.
Damn right horrible players. I mean,
who are now banned? I mean, I can say, but
yeah,
but
it's just kind of cool because also like a whole bunch of different people from different countries speak English, so you get all the different people. Yeah, like
and
there's we have three countries here right now, so
yeah.
And you get people who speak different sort of amounts of English, you know what I mean? And then you see how eventually their English skills progress
improve,
through Swamp,
yeah.
And it's amazing.
Just
yeah.
by speaking to all these others. And
yeah.
We even now have people from Australia. And now him and I started a little rivalry because of South Africa-Australia things.
Oh, dear.
In sports, it's like crazy, the rivalry.
Yeah,
I can't go compare it to any Americans. I'm not sure what it compares to, but so we tend to make fun of each other. All we need now is a New Zealander to add
exactly.
into the fun.
Just New Zealand, that would be.
So yeah, that's basically, and then you get all these people, and we talk about things, and it's very interesting to hear their views from their country's point of view, not just about zombies, but you know, we don't always talk about Swamp.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when we were at New Year, when we were playing Swamp, it was interesting. All the different people from the different time zones when New Year arrived at them.
Yeah. Their New
guys,
Year, yeah.
You guys should stay put New Year's Day this year and just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can say Swamp's been a great game for the past year. Yeah,
and may it last extremely long.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you would like to say, Kyle?
Not really. Just to a prone, keep developing, keep adding, keep making it better. It's not really a whole lot that can
if
make
that's
it better,
possible.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
if
sure,
you can make it better, do it as by all means, so.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Well,
thanks a lot
for
joining us. It's been great having you and listening to what you had to say.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
And we'll see you again. We want to do a mission afterwards, so maybe I'll let you know. Maybe a last man standing or something epic. All right.
Nice one. Okay, then. Thank you
for
speaking to
us. Okay.
No problem. I'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
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 Okay, so with us now we have Renette, otherwise known as Netta147. You might have seen her lurking about on Swamp lately. She's doing well for herself already, level 20-something, aren't you?
Wow.
Yep, hello there, y'all. That's my...
That's her tagline. Hello without an H. Anyway.
Yep. Very
hello.
Creative.
And I think somebody... And I think it became a pretty much a trademark of some people now. tell us, how did you get to discover Swamp?
Well, I think during I think in August or September, around there, I spoke to Brendan and Zach. We just started speaking, and after a few years, and after a few months, and he told me about this game that he's playing, and It really sounded interesting. First, he got me interested in sound RTS, and then I listened to some of his walkthroughs because I went onto his Dropbox and I downloaded some of the walkthroughs, and I said, but Swamp really, really sounds interesting. And I started playing it, and I love it.
And the experience, nice. I mean, the new way of navigating and stuff, how did you find it? How did you adapt?
Well, at first, it was quite confusing. I mean,
yeah.
To get out of the safe zone and stuff like that. But Brendan, thanks to your walkthroughs, and it helped me. But yeah, I got killed. My accuracy was like down below 20-something.
Oh, my list.
Luckily, mine's in the 50s now, like low 50s.
Joking.
Yeah, but I think I think I'm pretty.
Nice. So, what is it about Swamp that makes you, like, for example, you could just, like, stop playing it, you know, at some point, but what is it about the game that makes you come back every so often to it? You know, what is it that makes you come back to it?
Well, I think what makes it so addictive is the chat, firstly, because I like the people and the arguments and debates and stuff going on there.
Find it hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah, it is funny.
And when I'm feeling a bit like down, I wouldn't necessarily use the word depressed, but when I feel a bit down, I just go into Swamp and pull out my gun or my axe and I don't know.
Instant,
just shoot away.
Instant cheering up that game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have what I would call an outstanding memory about Swamp? If Swamp has to go, which it won't hopefully, is there something you remember for the rest of your life? A mission perhaps, or a moment playing or something you'll never ever forget? What would, if there is something like that, what would it be?
I think I would remember my first LMS, Brennan, that was with you. And we did an LMS, just Brennan and I, but he did it because I didn't have much rep and he wanted to help me, and he said he would die first, and it almost didn't work out. It was so close, but that adrenaline rush just to keep staying alive and swinging my axe like a madman, I loved it so much. I will never forget that mission. It was really, really close.
It is funny, I was actually trying hard to die and I couldn't. For some reason these stupid zombies won't kill me.
I think I survived. I got out of there with like 20% health or something.
Yeah,
but I won.
It's a good thing the will to die is stronger than the will to live then.
Apparently. It's so ironic. The moment when you want to die, then it won't happen.
The moment you don't want to, it happens.
I can remember you were still trying to collect crates on a sniper mission.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. When I think it was Andreas who asked me to join his sniper, and I said, no, I'll probably die. I'll be the first one to die. And he laughed and he said, no, Neta, you can't die in snipers. And I felt so stupid. But
we all do. Yeah. Now, I know you are busy. I don't want to keep you too long. But one last question. If Apron would be listening to this, if you could say anything to him right now about his game, about the fact that it's 1 year old and whatever, what would you say to him right now?
Well, I would beg him to never stop or take away the game or never stop upgrading and updating it. And I would beg him to never ban me. Well, I won't do anything to get banned, but I don't know. And congratulations. I mean, gee, you're... Just congratulations. I mean, it's been a year, and we hope it never stops.
Yeah. Okay, then, thanks a lot for joining us. I know you're studying,
and
also
us.
Good luck with what you're studying
yeah,
for.
The best of luck.
Thank you very much. I'm writing on Monday, so.
And we will speak to you again.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's a pleasure, and thank you for asking me and what
Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, then, so now moving away from America, South Africa, we're now talking to people from Denmark. What an interesting turnaround. So with me, I have two people. with us, I mean, the three of us. We have Soren, otherwise known as SLJ on the forum.
Yeah.
Either SLJ. Yeah. And then also Thomas, who's a friend of his. And I also just got to know him. Hi there as well. And welcome onto the recording.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll start with you, SLJ. How did you discover Swamp and when was it?
Well, I discovered it on the audio games forum. I'm a big fan of this forum, and I'm following it every day. And yeah, I followed the news and read the forum news that Aprone has made a beta of a kind of heroin first-person zombie shooter. And in that time, yeah, Swamp was nothing until now. It was just an, yeah.
It was a test, basically.
Yeah, it was, I remember it as an extremely limited map with a North Shark and a South Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have to run around and, yeah, shoot some zombies if you have enough ammo. And when you were out of ammo, well, big fail. And you just got chased by zombies. And that was actually, yeah, that was the only thing you could do. So, yeah. And then I got really interested, and I thought awesome that you could play using the mouse and like turn around like mainstream kind of feel.
How do you feel about the mouse? This is the next question, because people didn't like it at first. How did you take the mouse?
Well, first I tried using a normal optical mouse, like an external mouse, and that was pretty difficult. I think it was something wrong with the mouse, and I found it pretty difficult to calibrate. And then I tried on the on my trackpad, and then I have lots of frustrations on configuring my MacBook Pro to play Swamp on a virtual machine, and that was a software / hardware issue. So yeah. Well, I got that fixed a long time after I discovered the issue, and then I played Swamp like crazy, and yeah, and now I can use an external optical mouse if I want to, but it feels more naturally for me when using the trackpad on the laptop.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
okay, then let's move over to. And ask Thomas, how did you discover Swamp?
I discovered Swamp in, I believe, March 2012.
Yeah.
And guess, sorry, that was just a text message. Sorry.
What's your father?
No, it was. Oh, sorry, it was my phone just told me that I got a message.
Now we know how your message tone sounds.
Yeah, let's do that again. I discovered.
Again.
No, SLJ. By the way, I'm TBD in Swamp, and on the audio games, I'm TBD as well. So, I discovered Swamp in March, or was it April? I can't remember anymore. But SLJ just told me about it, and at first I was. And the first time I tried it had some server issues and I couldn't connect to it, so it wasn't all that fun at first time. But then I thought it sounded cool, and I found some of the first recordings, I believe, the one Darren Duff, if I could pronounce his name correct.
Yeah.
Darren Duff made, and I thought, okay, let's give it a second chance. And then I got on Skype with SLJ, and we have basically been there ever since. We got some spare time on our hands. So I'm using a trackpad, as SLJ mentioned, because I tried with the mouse, but I seriously failed that. So I'm feeling more comfortable with the mouse on my MacBook Pro. So it's fun. So actually I'm using, when I'm playing Swamp, I'm using Skype on my desktop, and I'm using Swamp on my laptop.
Oh, nice.
Just for...
totally geeky dude.
No, I won't also want
hey, you said that. He's more geeky than I am, actually.
But on the spare time, I just find it very funny since Swamp came out. Everybody just happens to find spare time somewhere to play Swamp.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, you always have time for Swamp.
I know we're all working. We're all, if you're not working, you're studying and you're writing exams and you still have time for Swamp.
Yes. Brendan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brendan, you're awesome. Because when I got into Swamp and I just got a little bit, you know, better than that, I actually had to go for exams and stuff like that, and Swamp helped me out so much. If there were any frustration, I could just go in and shoot some zombies. That's awesome. So thanks for I believe somebody have, you know, mentioned this before, but thanks to Aprone for creating this very nice game, because it helped me out when I, you know, got some serious frustrations during my exam.
I know a week ago I had to do two projects and it wasn't a good week because it didn't end well for me, and it was just so nice to go and shoot zombies and just go calm down, you know.
It's surprising how fun it is.
SLJ, if Swamp had to go, what would, and I hope it doesn't, what would be for you a memory, like it could be a mission or a funny thing that happened that would stand out for you, that you would remember for a long time?
Well, my best memory would be the really awesome chat, or rather the really awesome mission I did together with Brendan and Zach, where we did a mission and we seriously chat the heck out of the... Yeah. I think we used
we were talking more than
1.5 hour, maybe.
It was 25 crates.
And we really didn't took that mission very serious because
we were
so pissy at chatting.
I know, because...
It was really awesome.
We started talking about the weather, and then we started talking about different people in different countries. Because South Africa and Denmark is like... so far different and far away from each other, so you could talk forever about it. And then we talked more.
Say you shouldn't talk about the weather. That isn't a good way to start a conversation, but still.
Wow, well, if it's an international conversation, that's the best way you can start.
I don't really know how we got on it, but somehow that conversation started.
And we were talking about. And in the end, I must just say, in the end, we had to go to another channel just to continue talking.
Because we at the end, we found all the crates, and then we were just sitting in the truck talking.
And then Zach's connection dropped just as he had the last 5 crates. His connection dropped just as we had to drop the crates. And unfortunately, we had to find, me and SLJ had to find it, but we did it quickly. And then we went to that other channel and started talking about, like, till like 2 a.m., that following morning.
That was so amazing.
Absolutely epic. I think we talked about everything you can possibly talk about.
And what about you, Thomas? What was your favourite memory?
I don't know. I think it's not a memory, but it's the thing that we have seen online games before, but I have never ever seen a game which is so... You can do so much interaction with other players. I mean,
Skype
them, you can chat them, you can actually get some response. It's not where you know just have to, you know, play online against somebody or together with them or something. You can actually do some conversations, and that's awesome, because I think we needed this thing. It's not, you know, to blame anyone, but I think we in this community we needed something like the Silent Folk got out there, and I think Swamp certainly made something which we
something special. Yeah
exactly,
definitely.
If it makes any sense.
Maybe if it wasn't for Swamp, if it wasn't for Swamp, I wouldn't probably not have had many friends outside of my country.
And the thing is, if it wasn't for Swamp, when I'm so frustrated, I would have probably smashed something by now, so thanks for that, Swamp.
We've even used Swamp to plan Sound RTS games.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you did.
That's pretty awesome.
How do we do that?
People came on Swamp, somebody who mentioned Sound RTS, and we all just stopped to another channel, and we were like, hey, yeah, let's play this map on Swamp.
Yeah, I remember that.
Amazing.
Sound RTS will always be a great game. So guys, everybody listening to this recording, please download Sound RTS and play
it. Oh, come on. What's the main topic of this? Come on.
I had to do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Swamp is good, but Sound RTS will always...
It'll always be another type. It's the competition element I like.
Yeah, it is. It's just that online thing. It's the only two games, that and Road to Rage, those three. They're the only real online games.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. I mean, there are games like Top Speed where you can be, I think you can be online. Or
yeah, Top Speed is also a good example.
Yeah, well, there are things like that, but I think Swamp is the thing where you have most interaction. You can even help other players, and I'm sure eventually you'll be able to do much more interaction. And it's so amazing. And I think the Sound RTS is brilliant, and it has its very good things. I mean, I shouldn't say this, but, well, I've died a lot, thanks to Zach and Brendan. It's your fault, all of you.
You're welcome. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks. And Swamp, I think, beats it purely because you have so much interaction and so much fun, and it's not just, killing zombies all the time. Fair enough, eventually you get bored by that, but now there's missions, there's quests, there's puzzles to find. It has so much elements in it.
Yeah, it's healing people if they got stuck with their broken leg and stuff.
Yeah,
it's fun to help them. Okay, well, guys, I have one last question for both of you. April will likely listen to this, so if there's something you can tell him, you want to say to him about Swamp, about anything related to the game, what would that be?
Well, I'll say that having played most of the other games for a blind visually impaired since 2000, I'll say that Swamp is one of the most simple but most addicting games I ever have played. It's really fantastic. It's so fantastic that people who doesn't speak any single English word at all is able to learn it, because it's pretty simple and they are enjoying it as well. So, yeah, Swamp is just amazing.
And we
are currently trying to teach, Danish people who don't speak English to play this game. And this is fantastic.
Wow, very nice. Yeah. I must also, just before you also speak, Thomas, to say it's good meeting these people. You know, you meet people from China, from Thailand, from Uzbekistan, very interesting parts of the world, and they don't speak English, but they try, and they're really, really amazing people.
Oh, they are. It's fascinating. It really is.
Yeah.
Having so many people from so many different places, I'm just a prone... But making this is just amazing, you know.
And what would you say, Thomas?
That's actually a tough one, because I think Aprone should be so much, he should get so many thumbs up, because
he should.
And the reason, at least from my perspective, is that he actually, I believe when he makes something, it would just be. It's a whole new kind of thought. You know, before Swamp, we were used to that we could not use the mouse as effective, and now we got kind of forced into using it. And some of us who thought, and that's including myself, because I thought we couldn't use the mouse as good. And that's just awesome that somebody just reinvented or convinced me. And that because a prone is, I believe he's sighted. He don't know what the blind community have done before. So that's cool that he just stepped up and have done so much to trying to force us to think out of the box. The only one I could think about, that's like when the iPhone came out. you know, the touch screen, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
the Android, it's in that direction. I will seriously thank Apron for his great work.
Yeah,
it's
I agree
really like
so
opening a gate to a new part of the world, which we already knew existed. But yeah, now we are also able to use a mouse.
Yep.
And now we've even got Road to Rage. It also has the mouse.
Yeah, you can see it's Road to Rage build up from Swamp.
The thing is,
it's inspired by Swamp all the way.
I think Swamp. I mean, yeah, Road to Rage has it as well, but that's because of Swamp. I think Swamp's changed the world with blind people. It really has. I know it sounds really stupid, but it really has, because as far as games concern, you know, it really has changed the world in the blind community. And you know, it's just amazing that someone, because I think the only way to make people use the mouse is to force them, and I'm so glad he's done that.
There's been lots of other games before which have had mouse support, but not as effective as Swamp.
The thing is, they have mouse support, but it's an option. Whereas in Swamp, fair enough, there is
a
slight option, but you have to use it, you know. And that's what's so amazing. He's made us use it, and that has really made us confident with it, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to say also about Swamp and the blind community. I think Swamp, more than any Facebook page or Facebook group or website, brings the blind community of throughout
together.
The world together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sure. It does.
It's
more kind of multiplayer kind of pair work, features are really welcome in Swamp. That would be really amazing, like forcing people to work together.
Yeah.
Or always. Otherwise, the world would crash.
And the thing about Swamp is, the thing that really is outstanding about Swamp is the amazing interaction with everyone you have around you. And the thing is, I remember a little while ago in August, the beginning of, like, the middle of August, Swamp went down for a week. And throughout that week, I was playing single player, and the loneliness, the maps, you know, where you choose the maps you can play, and
the
loneliness I felt, that's the word I was looking for. And the loneliness I felt was so, I don't know, I can't explain it, but it just did not feel right. And that is because throughout making this game, Apron has built up interaction that has never been
seen. The sort of like a mini audio games forum.
Oh yeah.
You can't really do without. What would Swamp be without the chat?
Yeah.
I can't express how I felt, but oh, thank goodness it was back. Yeah. Because that was so lonely.
Yeah, sure.
Well, thanks a lot, guys, for joining us. You guys were both awesome. It was very fun.
Yeah, thank
much
you very
fun
much.
Talking to both of you.
And you too.
And thanks for having us.
And we'd most certainly speak to you again, I hope. Maybe join us in something.
You're very welcome.
We're thinking of doing a little last man standing a little later, so feel free to join.
We're going to get everyone we interviewed into that one.
We would love to do that.
Yeah, I say little, but it'll probably be huge. Yeah. And thanks for donating all the rep. You know, I'll probably win it. No, I probably won't.
That's what we're thinking.
It is, I agree. I'll die first. That's the thing.
Okay, then. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, yeah.
Okay, so now we have, you would probably know him very well on Swamp, Koch, or David Koch, who speaks a lot, and he's all over Swamp. So hi there, David. And
how's it going, guys?
Great, thanks. And the first question we have for you is, how did you discover Swamp, and when?
I discovered it about almost about November, December of last year, so probably almost a year ago, and I found it on the forum on IndieGames.net, and because I was looking for new games to play, and I found it, and then like I downloaded it, and I was like, this would be interesting, and I got it, and it was very cool. First time experience, loved it, but I got stuck in the safe zone, but it was awesome. And I started chatting with people, and it was just a great experience. And that was version 1.8, by the way. And it was just awesome.
Oh yeah, good old 1.8.
What did you think when you actually started playing with it about the mouse thing? Because the Perron really brought us with the mouse, you know. What did you think at first? Did you not like it, or did you just straight away like it? Or...
I thought it was cool because I actually had it on a desktop computer, and it had this really, it was kind of a sucky Dell mouse, but it was actually quite alright.
Mm-hmm.
I got this new Acer laptop and then had this amazing mouse. I love.
If Swamp ever had to, like, go, which I hope it wouldn't, but if it ever had to, what would be for you, let me say, an outstanding memory? Like, it could be a mission or anything, but what would be one of the memories that you would remember for a long time?
Can there be multiple memories?
You could share a few of us. Some of the tops. The best ones you always remember.
I've got three. The dire attacks on the factory.
Ooh.
LMSs and the 35 strip mock kill fests.
Oh yeah. Anybody would ever forget a good kill fest. But even the kill fests in the small warehouse, they are epic.
Oh, they are, right. But then the thing is, the humans get killed and the zombies don't.
Well,
especially if you're me.
As long as you don't get killed, then you can get all the rip.
Yeah, but you know that small warehouse is rubbish? And the thing is, I made this mission once, and I'd already failed enough because it was recording, and I said it was an epic fail by accident because we were talking about epic fails. I was like, welcome to this epic fail, instead of saying welcome to this mission recording. Then afterwards, I led the level 10. I was meant to lead it in the big warehouse, and I led it in the wrong warehouse. And we all died.
I saw that. Everyone died. That was just epic.
That was so good.
It was funny, but then it was like a week after, and Zach was... Yeah, it was hilarious. And then Brendan was going to lead a mission a week after or so, a day after. I'm not sure when it was, but it was a little while after. And Zach was like, I'm so glad Brendan's leading it, because at least he leads it in the wrong warehouse. I mean, in the right warehouse.
So... he's there... last question. Since Apron's listening to this, and if you think that Swamp is a year old now, what would you want to say to him? Anything, like, regarding the game? Is there anything you want to say to him, and what would that be?
Apron, awesome game. I love it. Keep rocking. Love the dire attacks. I love my shield, most importantly. And yeah. Keep doing it, man. No matter what hits your way, keep rocking on. I love
it.
And a lot of other people do.
No matter how many horrible people there are, there are always going to be more. Just know that there are always going to be more that love your games, apparently. So, yeah.
Okay, then. Thanks a lot for joining us. And it was great having you on.
Of course.